Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Scott, you're a musician. You understand what the temperament is here. And when you have someone who is at the top of their craft, you're just happy to be around them. And if you have a chance to see them, it's an unforgettable experience. Anyone who has seen Seeley and Baldori will remember it. And in terms of boogie-woogie music, they're simply the best in the world. I want to welcome Boogie Bob Baldori to the show. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Want to talk to you a little bit about your upcoming performance, and that is tomorrow at the Hanna Center in East Lansing.
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
You got Seeley to come all the way up here.
Yeah. It's a real hike from West Bloomfield. I not only got Seeley, who's going to be in great form tomorrow night, I got Mark Ruhala to choreograph a couple of dance numbers. Mm-hmm. So his
Ruhala Dance Theater?
Yep, they're going to be there too, and we may have a few other surprises.
All right, talk a little bit about this event and why this is so important. This is a major fundraiser for the East Lansing Film Festival.
That's right, and it's always a struggle to keep an organization like that afloat. I did a show with Susan Woods yesterday where she said the state pulled all the funding from arts organizations, yeah, really flattened them.
Yeah. That surprise you? You've seen
a little
this before,
bit.
Right?
Yeah, don't get me started. They spend $2 billion a year keeping people in jail, and they can't spend anything on art. You shouldn't have brought it up.
Now we're getting into the attorney part of this, right?
Yeah, that's right. People who victimless crimes. They got them all locked. Don't start me.
We have to go off at 7 o'clock, so I just want you to know that if we get really rolling.
But anyway, Susan is doing a terrific job keeping that organization, and it's really important, I think, for East Lansing, Lansing, mid-Michigan area. And so we're trying to help her out a little bit.
How much money can you raise for this?
It depends on how many people show up. Well, I think if we have a good crowd tomorrow, a couple thousand for her.
This is 8 o'clock, right, tomorrow, and we're talking about the Hanna Community Center on Abbott Road.
There's a beautiful theater
great
in there.
Great facility.
And we're going to have two Steinways in there that are
nice.
Just impeccable. The sound's going to be terrific. It's a rare opportunity to see this music performed the way it was originally played by Pete Johnson, Albert Ammons, and Mead Lux Lewis, our heroes.
Advance tickets. Well, I guess you can't have advance tickets now. It's already
September
30.
Can
you still get it for a few more hours?
Yeah. You can get them online. I don't know when they're going to cut that off, but I know you can do it now and tonight.
Okay. $15 to $45. And still get into this Afterglow party with you guys?
I think there's
left for that?
Not many.
Those, $75.
For some reason, those sold out.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and they added a couple. But
the disadvantage of that is you probably get to shake hands with Seeley, and then your hand is crushed. I still recall that.
Right, be careful.
Yeah, exactly. You understand how he does what he does. But you can also get tickets the day of the event, and you can just go to boogiebob.com, right?
Right.
BoogieBob.com.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, you can't spell that one. You got big problems.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the film festival. And you're working on a film. You're done with the film now, right?
I hope I'm done with it. It took me 2 years longer than I thought it was going to.
What's the name of it?
Boogie Stomp. And it's
I've got that CD in my car.
Yep. And Boogie Stomp was a song that evolved over 20 years from about 1920 to 1940, even later, 1945. It was a hit in many incarnations, and it was the sum of all the elements of blues and jazz and boogie that came before it, and it was like the foundation for rock and roll and modern jazz and pop music, and that's part of the story that I tell.
How'd you get hooked on that?
On which?
On boogie-woogie music. I mean, you've had different musical adventures over your career.
You know what? When I was 3 years old, my grandfather had piano rolls of boogie-woogie players. And I think, you know, I got away from it for a while, but I think
it sunk in there somewhere.
Yeah, I think it started there and it stuck. And then when I And of course, it is fundamental to rock and roll. But I learned all the whole canon of Boogie Woogie when I was a kid and growing up, and then I sort of forgot about it. And then I met Seely at a festival in honor of Johnny Johnson, who was one of Chuck Berry's first piano players.
Right.
And I got an interesting story about that. He wasn't the only one. But I was invited because I'd probably worked more gigs with Chuck than anybody else. And I knew Johnny. And there were all these other great piano players there. But this one guy got up there and just killed us all. And I said, "Who is this?" And it was Seely. And I said, "Where's he from?" And they said, "Detroit." And, you know, that started Detroit. I grew up here and I never heard of him.
Right.
And that's a part of the story. He played there at Charlie's Crab for 32 years in the back room.
He's
at
Charlie's
joint.
Crab while you're out at the Dells, right?
Yeah, well, going. That's exactly right. That was the first gig.
Tell
I played
us about
with,
that.
With Chuck Berry in 1966. Joe Odie hired Chuck for five nights. He played five nights.
Five
at the
nights.
Bell, right?
Chuck Berry for five nights?
Right. And
it cost him a couple party stores.
I think he did pretty well with it. But when you hire Chuck, you get Chuck, the guitar, and the duck walk. And then you have to provide the backup musicians. And the backup musicians that Joe had hired didn't work out. And I was in the audience, and I was buddies with Joe because we worked there. And he came running over, "Can you do this?" And my whole band was there. And I said, "Why not?" And he threw me in the dressing room with Chuck. Chuck says, "When I do this, you do this. When I do this, you do this." And he turned and walked out, started to walk out. And he got to the door, and he looked back, and he said, "Syncopate."
That was it. That's a heck of a rehearsal you had, I want to tell you.
Yeah, but we took off, man. He fell in love with us, and we were ready.
The rest is history.
Sort of.
Well, what about the movie now? Tell us about the elements of this, and what's it like doing a film that's so personal?
I bit off more than I thought when I started. The biggest problem I had, I say it took an extra 2 years, but part of the reason for that is in this market, in this area, you don't really work full time. I hope it gets to the point where you do. You know, they're developing film production in Michigan, and it's a big deal right now. But it was difficult for me to find people to work full time at a professional level.
Film production in Michigan, good thing or bad thing?
Oh, I think it's a great thing. You know, I know there's some disagreement about the numbers, but, you know, it's that story about Michigan having to diversify and get away.
We had Mike Rogers, the congressman, on this show early in the week, and he was talking about what a bad deal this is.
No, don't get me started on him either.
Okay, that's another one going to cross that one off the list, too. We're going to eventually have a list of things that we can talk about and can't talk about.
No, you've got to diversify this economy. Yeah, yeah. And Michigan is such a wonderful state. There's so many terrific locations. It's a natural for it. And technology's where one place that the state has to go. I had a need for all kinds of production people that I couldn't find full time, which is, you know, I ended up working with one editor that can only work 2 hours a week. Well, if you collapsed all the time I put into this, into 40-hour weeks, it's about 6 months.
So do we see Boogie Stomp at the next East Lansing Film Festival?
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope so.
Better, huh?
So.
Otherwise, so you're wasting your time with the benefit.
No. I actually had one reason for the most recent delay was I learned about Werner Herzog. Do you know who Werner is?
No. Oh, okay. I know Werner Highway.
Werner Herzog is one of the greatest filmmakers of all time. He made Fitzcarraldo, Nosferatu, Gary the Wrath of God. More recently, he made Grizzly Man, Bad Lieutenant, New Orleans Port of Call. He's a legendary filmmaker, Academy Awards, everything. And he has something he calls the Rogue Film School. And it was on the internet. You could apply. So I did for $25 about 6 months ago. And you send in an online application.
I was going to ask you how you learned to do this. I mean, you had experience in film before other than scoring?
Well, yeah. I've been in production all my life.
You've been doing production, so you know what that's all
about.
I've
never done anything of this scope.
Not this long. How long is this?
90 minutes. It's a feature. The first edit of it is a feature. that I hope I can.
Is an editor going to trim this down a little bit, or is you want it to be 90 minutes?
Well, we went for 90 minutes. We could have cut it as a PBS special in 3 or 4 half-hour segments.
Can you do that later?
And we can
you go
still
back
do
and,
that.
And do that?
Yeah, and that's plan B, and then we can cut it as a
is
performance.
Is that in negotiations now? Are you? I mean, have you had talks
with
them?
Yeah, no, I've got representatives. In a lot of ways, it's a natural for PBS.
It would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Yep.
I think of the kinds of things they do that would fit right in.
Yeah, we've got historic footage and interviews, and all that's in the future. But my first plan A is try to put it in movie theaters and see if it works.
Well, I'm excited to see the film, and I wish you'd brought it with you, but that's okay. I know where you live.
Yeah, well, come on over. When was the last time you were?
It's been a while. I'll stop over there and see you, and Doug Warren and I will come over. In fact, Doug may be able to get to see the show. I can't see the show because I have a prior arrangement tomorrow. Yeah. But, Doug may be representing. Somehow we'll do that, and, I'll just keep sitting at the traffic light going crazy with Boogie Stomp, and people look at me like I'm Banana Man over there. So that's if you are not familiar with Seeley and Belle Dory, it's a great opportunity tomorrow, 8 o'clock at the Hanna Community Center, the fundraiser for the East Lansing Film Festival, and you'll be hopping up and down all weekend, I guarantee that. Bob, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jack. It's always a treat.